What you're about to experience are my opinions and truths. I'm suggesting these possibilities for you to consider, enabling you to come up with your own conclusions. Ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoders around the world, wherever you may be, my name is Logan. I'm going to be your tour guide for this presentation on the topic of Holocaust. This will be Holocaust Decoded. And I'm going to suggest you put on a pair of headphones, block out the outside world, get immersed in this presentation. And I'm just going to go right to the first slide here, right off of Wikipedia. And I want to put out a disclaimer here to all of you watching this, is that what I'm about to show you is a scripted reality. And I know this topic is a very sensitive one. There are people out there that believe this didn't happen. I don't know how you'd be able to support that. There are people that have their theories about this. I've studied it quite a bit, but I've never decoded it. So I want to just let all of you know that I am merely going to code break this topic. I am not here to give any emotions to it. I'm not here to give my opinions on how it happened. I am not going to downplay or belittle any of the people that lost their lives in this Holocaust. So I just wanted to put that out there because the world is a sensitive place. So here we go, the Holocaust Decoded, folks. And I'm going to circle. This is how scripted our reality is. Are you ready for this? There's the word in Hebrew. Now, of course, this is where millions of Jews lost their lives. So they name it, and it's this word in Hebrew. Shoah. And I'm going to do the numerology on it. And you just, I guess, I'm not going to say you wouldn't believe it, but geez. I mean, seriously. It's a freaking 33. And on top of that, ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do, because it's all about chemistry, all you have to do is link and bridge chemistry. And it will tell you the story. And there it is. Sulfur. One of sulfur's average isotope is 32. One of its isotopes is 33. There it is, man. I didn't name this. You would think the Jewish people named it this. And they didn't name it based upon sitting down with the periodic table. But here we are. Why is that? Because we live in a predestined, scripted reality. And when people die, they're supposed to die. As horrific as it is, these stories, this is all scripted. Let's keep going. And even this element here, there are many ways to observe the periodic table with numerology, Holocaust being that 33. It is tied to sulfur, but keep in mind that it is tied to this element as well, the arsenic element. And arsenic is poison. It is poison. All those people in this context, many of them put in the gas chamber. Poison. Arsenic's isotope is 74.92. It's going to be isotope number 75. Again, folks, these people who named it this were not sitting down with the periodic table to name it this. But that gets me into this topic right here. The angel of death. What does this have to do with it? Well, consider this man, Joseph Mengele. He was nicknamed the angel of death. He performed deadly experiments on the prisoners. And this is why I know we live in a scripted reality. Joseph Mengele, as horrific of a life that he had towards people, it was his destiny to do this. Here are his birth cards. He was born on March 16th and he passed on February 7th. These are 75, folks, is the isotope of arsenic. This element right here rounds up to the number 75. This is isotope number 75. In science, it is 75. So they name it this, and it's 33. And the element 33 is arsenic, which is poison. And then the man who was nicknamed the Angel of Death has his two cards, his birth and his death day, that have the 75 that match to the isotope here. Come on, man. This man didn't have a choice. Adolf Hitler didn't have a choice. All these people that you would say, oh, I know, but that's this and that's that. Where do you draw the line? Not everybody incarnates to play the good character, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, 600 videos and counting now supporting that notion. This is the 33rd card in the deck. Right there, the 33. So the guy, I mean, do you think he picked his death day? Do you think he checked out on purpose because he was a fan of the card system and he was a fan of chemistry? And he's like, well, I'm called the Angel of Death. And I have to make sure that I kill myself on February 7th so I end up getting the Five of Spades. Come on. That's ludicrous. But here we are. Let's look at his birth and death dates. I've got them highlighted there, circled. March 16th, he passed on February 7th. What happens when you bring those numbers together? You get 167. Which is really interesting because that is the numerology of Isaiah 45 verses 7. In the original Hebrew, where God says, I make peace and create evil. Right there. I make peace and create evil. I'm telling you, folks, we live inside of a scripted reality. This man didn't have a choice. Being used for the Angel of Death title. Arsenic is poisonous, ladies and gentlemen. 167 is tied to erbium, and both world wars have a numerology of 68. The invasion of Ukraine is 68. If I go to the periodic table, just so you can see what I'm talking about, right here. When I go to the periodic table and we go to... There's the 167, and there's the 68. And both world wars have a numerology of 68. You should know this by now. So what's causing the wars? Well, the God of the Bible is, of course. And what's controlling this guy? The God of the Bible is, of course. How can it be any other way when we show it not just once, but twice, three times? And you're talking about the Jewish people that are following the Hebrew Torah, many of them. Anyway, when we get into the SS emblem now, see, now we're going to connect it to nature. So this SS emblem for the Nazi party, for the paramilitary, comes from this right there. Comes from the runes, if you know what a rune is, and it's the sun. This is the variant is Sigma, which is our letter S. This is an S. An S twice. It's I'm giving you the image. The sun. I'm going to support that as we go through this. But when you look at these runes, they created pseudo runes for the SS. were a branch off, but you could see it was tied to the sun. So you go back up here, well, I am the creator of light and darkness. Well, what creates light? Come on. So it's really this sun, man. See these, the runes, I mean. Norwegian, Icelandic, the Anglo-Saxon. It's the S, the Sigma. Right there. The Sowillo. And this is the graphic that you need to see here to kind of mesh it all together. You know, this was the greatest discovery in nature that I've ever found. This is the sun on the same day of every month for 13 months. You got to go 13. And it makes this boomerang shape. I shown this. I released it in my Superstar Part 1 for the very first time. Superstar Part 2, Superstar Part 3. This is what happens when you bring it together. This is a 25-month pattern. And what do you see right there? It's the rune, man. It's the Sowillo. It's where you get Sigma from. It's the letter. This is the letter S. It's the W. Right there. It's the W. That's why tungsten has 74 for its isotope. So I just go back up here. And there's the 74. So the 74 is tied to the 33, which is tied to the word Holocaust, which is tied to the angel of death. It's tied to the sun. It's tied to the God of the Bible. It's tied to the sun, man. Nothing new under the sun, right? Here comes the sun. I mean, this is the icon. This is tungsten. They used to make filaments with this, the light, the sun below. Here's the McDonald's. This is what the McDonald's arch means. It's this. That's why it's yellow. Here is the 21st letter in Hebrew. It's Shin, which is where you're going to get the word Holocaust in the Shoah. Right? It's got the crowns on it. There's the three right there. This is where you get this from, this insignia. It's the sun, man. The spirit in the sky. Now you know, right? So here it is in the tungsten. Again, they used to make filaments with tungsten. And light bulbs. And light bulb is the soul below. The sun is the as above. So there's the big W. It's a mad, 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 mad world. It's the patterns of the sun, folks. It's this right here. There's no doubt about it. As the sun goes around the earth. Right? Here's the guy who came up with it. Walter Heck. Notice what his name starts with. His first name starts with what letter? I mean, isn't it obvious? Yeah, right there. So maybe his parents are on a big conspiracy. No, this man was being used as well to create the logo. SS, man. The S twice. Right? So, I mean, it doesn't get any more easier to see than this, that we, as horrific as this event happened. And again, I wasn't there, so I can't verify any of this, but the story anyway, the story is very gnarly, but it's scripted. It was all supposed to happen. Just like my reality, just like your reality. Well, it's all there. And now you know how big the 33 and what it's tied to. Well, sulfur and the dissolvement of reality and so many more things than that. But the 74 moves into the 75. And then how about this one right here? As we get to the tail end of this is another reason why I know we live in a scripted reality, because see, germanium has the isotope number 74. And this is why these numbers, as I've been saying for a long time, numbers encroach. So the 32 and the 33, they kind of blend together. Right? And this is isotope 75, but in science, they're going to give you the 74.92. Well, this one has isotope 74. And when you study germanium, it is its most abundant, coming down here to the oxidation states and isotopes. And there it is. It's most abundant. The natural abundance, it's highest. And their clue is right there, the 365. That's tied to Abraxas too as well. And ladies and gentlemen, who had the SS? What country? The Germans. Germanium? Come on, man. Are you seeing this? On top of that, ladies and gentlemen, the 32, all I have to go is to numerology. And we type in this word right here. Game Master. Which is tied to this right here. And hydrogen is what, folks? What is hydrogen tied to on the periodic table? The sun. This is tied to the sun, hydrogen and helium. Okay, now you start to see this. The Game Master is tied to the sun. German graphic designer, and there it is, germanium. His name starts with the letter W. There it is on the 74th element. It's tied to the 33rd element. I mean, this is also the number 3. I mean, it's the number 3. It's the letter E. It's the letter M. It's the letter W. It's the letter S. So many different ways to look at this. All right. We're getting to the tail end of this. This is the official name in German, Schutzstaffel, for that SS. And that gives you the number 60. Of course, head of the snake is 60, tied to the sun and the moon. But when we bring the tarot into this, I mean, it doesn't get any more obvious than that, because this, a lot of this happened in the concentration camps. A lot of this happened. And this organization, this paramilitary organization, was and had their hands in all those cookie jars. Now, this card right here comes from the 49th card in the deck, the 10 of spades. The 10 of spades. So now you know what this is connected to, arsenic and sulfur. Because arsenic got the 33, sulfur has the 33. What happens when you take 33 and you add 16 to it? Just get out your calculators. What's 33 and 16? Well, it's 49, of course. So you just go back to the card that started it off with the tarot, because the tarot came after these cards, which started from the numerology of Schutzstaffel. Yeah, see, it's because it's all connected, folks. All of this stuff is connected because we live in a scripted reality. That's why. And even this man right here, the angel of death, Joseph Mangiel, his life path, his Gregorian life path and numerology was a 40 frickin' 9. March 16th, 1911, right there. 49 is this card right here. The guy was the angel of death, man. And you know, a lot of people, well, yeah, but he chose angel of death. And yeah, but did he choose his birth and death day? He didn't choose his death card, folks. Come on. We got to use logic and common sense here to figure this out. So the last slide I'm going to show you is the astrology chart. And what I got from this was I went and I looked to when the Holocaust started. So right here, and it says it escalated by June 1941. That's what I got for the date. So this is, I think, June 15th or something like that. It's not going to matter if you run it through the entire month. And certainly forget about the houses, because I don't know what time this thing started. All I'm looking at are the placements that I have the arrows next to, because these are the big markers for extermination. The first one is Pluto. Pluto was sitting in the sign of Cancer. Cancer is a debilitating disease. It was conjunct with Chiron, the wound of Chiron. The wound of Chiron with Hades, the destroyer, in the sign of Cancer. Now, Cancer is a, I have these keywords here, it means home. And that's why if you read here with me, it says Pluto's rule over deep generational wounds made the Holocaust a lasting source of intergenerational trauma, shattering the foundation of home and security for millions. So under Pluto and Cancer, themes of family, ancestry, and emotional security were weaponized as the Nazis targeted entire bloodlines using heritage to determine life or death. And they wanted to purify the homeland of Germany. This is the homeland of Germany. This is taking people out that are not going along, that are not part of their tribe. Pluto. And Pluto's brother in this, co-ruler of Scorpio, is Mars. And Mars, on June 1941, was in the sign of Aquarius. And Aquarius is a social zodiac sign. And Mars in Aquarius is going to fuel revolution. Revolutionary action and group-driven agendas was what the Nazi regime was all about, having Mars in Aquarius. This, as it says, militarized social conformity, propaganda, and the systematic mobilization of society towards genocide. This right here, man, Mars and Pluto. Those are the two big markers, and there's a lot of other big ones as well in here that we could discuss and take a look at. I don't need to. I don't even need to, because I already know that this is what really is the big takeaway for this chart and how astrology fits in the narrative of a scripted reality. If I got it, it ended in 1945 when the war ended. Here are the tarot cards that represent 1941 through 1945. You could see that this is the homeland. This is the Four of Clubs, which is the card that represents 1941. And it's the homeland right there. So again, Nazi Germany, the SS, the paramilitary, taking out the Jewish nation because they're exterminating out of their home. And these cards are so fitting when you know. And I'm not going to go through them. You can go through them. I provided them for you to start looking at, because there's a lot of big markers in here. But ladies and gentlemen, Hades with Chiron, the wound, in the fourth sign of Cancer. Cancer is a debilitating disease with Mars in Aquarius. Revolution. It's so easy to see this. And that's why we live in a scripted reality, from astrology to numerology to the cards to the periodic table. It's all connected to show how this reality is scripted. All right, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Holocaust Decoded. I'd love to hear your remarks on this. Maybe you saw something beyond what I showed here. Just, it's all about loving here, folks. I know this is a sensitive topic, so keep your comments cordial, because if they're negative, they'll be removed. They won't even make it. You don't have to agree. That's totally fine. But you can also keep yourself cordial and not get nasty like some of you like to do. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I really appreciate each and every one of you for showing up. All your Patreon members, all your support, appreciate that as well. That's all I got for today. My name is Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you later.